since the terrorist attacks 2 years ago today, federal law enforcement officials have sought to improve their intelligence among the country's Muslims. One way has been to recruit informants, but in some cases, Muslims complain they've been pressured to spy on people they know and threatened with retribution if they refuse, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
2 years ago, Abdulkader Ali had a flourishing money transfer company, or Hawala, in Northern Virginia. Following the 9/11 attacks, federal authorities raided his business and froze his accounts. After months of investigation, there were no charges, but a federal prosecutor and then the FBI kept asking to meet with Ali, a Somali refugee who'd become a U.S. citizen. They had a proposition.
They say we want you to spy the Somali community and to know who has the legal papers, who doesn't have it, who came from Canada, who's not paying his taxi, and how much money they make, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Ali says authorities wanted to put a hidden camera in his shop and meet with him 3 times a week at a secret location. When he refused, Ali says his real troubles began. His Hawala defunct since the raids, Ali now drives a taxi as he fights what he considers a vindictive prosecution. After he declined to be an informant, Ali says authorities threatened a series of non-terrorism-related charges that could have meant 10 years in prison. Ali and his lawyer say most were unfounded. Authorities reportedly even threatened to cancel Ali's citizenship. But Ali was worried enough to strike a plea bargain. He was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for evading reporting requirements in his money transfer business. He's appealing, worried about the fate of his wife and 5 children.
Nobody's going to support them if I go to jail. I'm hoping with the appeal that I may win and get a only probation, you know. That's what I'm expecting.
Neither the U.S. Attorney's Office in Northern Virginia, the FBI, nor the Justice Department had any comment on Ali's case, and it's impossible to know how widespread such stories are. But lawyer Ashraf Nubani says he hears all the time from Muslims who've been asked to inform, especially non-citizens.
They're viewed as weak links in the chain because people need permanent residency or citizenship, and therefore their situation is very delicate and can be easily manipulated by law enforcement.
Nubani had one client ordered deported after he refused to spy. In other cases, the government dropped its pressure once immigrants obtained a lawyer.
When you talk about informants, I mean, some people look at that as a dirty word. It's not a dirty word.
Pat DeMuro is an FBI counterterror expert in New York. He says it is not Justice Department policy to coerce anyone into informing. But if someone has a criminal issue, DeMuro says it is often helpful to cut some slack if they cooperate with authorities.
It's individuals that we're looking at to say, hey, you are in a situation or you are in a particular position where you may be able to provide information of value down the road.
Muslims complain the government doesn't trust them to come forward on their own if they hear of a terrorist plot. But former FBI counterterror official Steve Pomerantz says that is not the issue.
There are lots of other kinds of information that the FBI may be interested in what's going on in a particular community. Are there newcomers? Are there people who are acting in some suspicious manner that maybe the average citizen would not think of contacting the government about unless somebody from the government comes out and asks them specifically?
Such explanations do not go far at Dar al-Hijra Mosque, where Abdulkader Ali prays. Worshippers say rumors go around about who may be spying on whom. Ali and others say the government's effort to get informants has backfired. Many Muslims are more reluctant than ever to cooperate.
The whole scam, they view us a war against Islam here. That's the way they think. So they believe that whatever happened will happen to them, whether they do the right thing or wrong thing.
Meanwhile, Ali's legal bills mount as the pieces of his former life continue to crumble. He recently sent his family to Egypt, where expenses are cheaper, he says, and he's put his house up for sale. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.